It's Friday, and on Fridays we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich to talk about the region's business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
A big story that both the Business Journal and Cap Radio covered was the announcement by Dimple Records this week that it'll be shutting down. The Sacramento-based company has 7 stores in the area. How will this affect local jobs?
Well, collectively, the retailer employs about 100 people, so this is pretty significant news for the local workforce. The company isn't going away immediately. Going out of business sales started this week and are expected to last a few months.
Yeah, they've got a lot of inventory to sell off, and I know the company's owner, John Radakovitz, wants to retire after nearly 50 years in the business, but there are other reasons, too.
Well, yeah, we've talked a lot about the internet's effect on brick-and-mortar retailers, book and music stores in particular. Dimple was known for selling products including new and used CDs, books, DVDs, and video games. The Radakovitz family told me that a big problem was the fact that artists simply aren't making as many physical albums and are turning to internet streaming services instead.
Dimple really was a survivor, though, because while other record stores were closing, they were able to sort of roll with the changes.
Right. Those changes included emphasizing gift items and heightening a focus on books. Some independent booksellers are defying predictions that they'd be crushed by the internet. Still, for Dimple, it was hard to make enough changes to make up for declining sales. Their final decision to close was due to a variety of factors, and in addition to changes in the music industry, California's rising minimum wage was also a factor, they said.
Let's talk about another industry that's seen several changes, farming. The number of farm workers in California has been going down for decades, and it looks like the problem is getting worse.
We looked at this issue in our latest cover story. 56% of California farmers who responded to a recent survey said they hadn't been able to hire all the employees they needed during the last 5 years. And of those, most said the problem is getting worse. There's no solution in sight for this labor shortage, and more regulations are continuing to push the cost of labor up. Now, traditionally, immigration has been the main source of farm labor in California, but the Mexican birth rate is declining, and Mexico's education rate is rising, giving workers more options.
How are farmers responding?
Well, some are switching to different crops, things like nut trees, which are less labor-intensive. Others are embracing technology, but that is not a magic bullet. New machines and equipment can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Also, when farmers upgrade to new technology, they often encounter a new challenge, finding managers and upper-level workers who know how to use that new technology.
Finally, lots of people are wondering about the future of Golden Road Brewing in Midtown Sacramento. The business on L Street has been closed for months after a kitchen fire. Do the people operating this place plan to reopen?
Yeah, this has been a common topic of discussion on the local beer scene. The business recently applied with the city for building permits to make repairs. The Los Angeles-based brewer hasn't commented on those plans, but apparently expects to fully remodel its Midtown location. Its original buildings, including the kitchen that caught fire, were made out as shipping containers. The most recent plans filed with the city suggest Golden Road plans to construct a canopy structure over its existing outdoor brew pub in Midtown, among other things.
A little while ago, there were also reports of a complaint against Golden Road for allegedly serving beer to an underage customer. Any update on that?
Well, as of this week, Golden Road's beer manufacturer license in Midtown was still active with the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. Earlier this month, ABC representatives told us that the complaint hadn't been resolved.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter @CapRadioNews.